Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It is the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you. All of it's on the house. You can enjoy the bulletin board system with over 77,000 posts and well over 1,100 people interacting there, all for free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We got a lot to talk about tonight. There's actually some good stuff in the issues out there we want to get to, but before we do any of that, we do have calls coming in, so we're going to get to those. Also coming up, an on-air Duke Fest between the three of us.
Ding, ding.
There's been some controversy over the last 12 hours or so, or the last 24 hours, and we're going to talk about that. But let's go to the phones first. Let's talk to Tyler in Washington. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Tyler in Washington. You're
Hello.
On Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello,
sir.
Hi, good evening.
Good. What's on your mind?
Tonight, I'd like to get your opinion about the Constitution.
Okay.
We like it.
I'd like to know what Johnson and Manwich think of it and if they would change anything. And I'd also like to know what Ian's Constitution would be like if things were his way.
Okay. Go ahead, Manwich.
I personally, you know, the part in there about the post office.
God!
makes me furious. The interstate trade portion of it, interstate commerce, has been a big problem throughout the years.
It's been an excuse that the government's used to regulate like crazy.
They would have found another excuse or made one up, but I would do something about that interstate commerce thing. Of course, that was the reason for the Constitution over the Articles of Confederation, which were done while Jefferson was away. Also, I don't particularly like the way Supreme Court justices are appointed by the president. I mean, obviously, we've had some kind of failing there. It's been the Supreme Court that has progressed us along this, you know, the progress towards tyranny. And so I would look at other ways of appointing Supreme Court justices.
I'd add the separation of church and state. Make sure that the statement, you know, is strongly in defense of churches being able to practice religion in whatever way they wish, but the separation of church and state would be clear in the Constitution.
I got a question there. Would that limit the state's ability to do the same?
No, of course not.
Okay, I was just clarifying.
I mean, it would be the federal Constitution. I mean, and since it would be, I don't know. I mean, what exactly is your question? Isn't exactly clear on that.
Well, some people had a big problem with, I think it was Kentucky had the Ten Commandments in their Supreme Court.
Many of them did. Alabama was the one that went to you know, made such national news.
Yeah, and some people took offense to that. It doesn't bother, you know, personally bother me, but, you know, some people were saying that the federal government should enforce a separation of church and state, even inside of the state. And I'm not sure I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I don't know either. I kind of like the idea of allowing the states to sort of set their own rules. And in regards to your question about the Constitution for me, well, I have a problem with it. I think it's a nice document, and I think that if people were to have paid attention to the government and actually, you know, known what they were up to and came out with pitchforks and torches whenever they tried to raise taxes or whenever they got, you know, out of control, which they didn't do, and that's why we have this big government today, I think the biggest problem with the Constitution is the fact that nobody except for a small group of men signed it, and I wonder how it is that a small group of men sitting in a room somewhere can sign away your ability to make decisions for yourself by writing stuff on a piece of paper. So I don't endeavor to really replace it with anything, personally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was most curious about your opinion. I think you're probably the most extreme.
I'd like to say about the separation of church and state that it seems to me that the states have to follow the Constitution, the federal Constitution, in the sense that the federal Constitution blankets it all.
The supreme
law. And then the Tenth Amendment leaves everything that's not directly mentioned in the federal Constitution to the purview of the states, correct?
I was about to go on that and say I also think that No government that is, you know, basically taxing people and stealing money from people via taxes should be endorsing any specific form of religion, because even in the state, there are people of varying religions, so those Absolutely. People shouldn't be forced to pay for any one religion.
And then if you open the door to one religion, you have to open the door to all of them. I mean, so
and it's detrimental to the church.
If you want to allow the Ten Commandments, then you should also allow the ten spaghetti amendments as well. You know, so the spaghetti monster and that sort of thing, and Buddha and all the other different religions out there. Thanks for the call, Tyler. We appreciate hearing from you.
Well, thank you. 800-259-5791,
toll free, 1-800-259-5791. All right, so I suppose we should get to the real controversy of the evening, which is, of course, the mistake that I made last night of allowing Manwich to have influence over me without anybody else around.
He hypnotized
it's my magical Manwich powers. Well, you know, that's why I'm in sales.
I'm concerned now.
I can hypnotize people with just the sound of my voice.
You look very impish.
Well, you did a good job last night, Manwich, of convincing me, and obviously I made the final decision in order to follow your suggestions. What we were doing last night after the show was we were talking about things that we could do with the archives, because last night, we changed some things about the archives. First and foremost, we made it so it's one file instead of multiple files. So when the show's done, instead of putting up one MP3 file for each hour of the show, we're now putting up one MP3 file for the whole show.
And that's fine. Some people like that. Some people don't.
Some people don't. That's a whole other issue. The other thing was that we had decided to change the naming scheme on the files. Again, minor detail. Instead of it being month, date, month, day, year, it's now year, month, date. So
again, an added feature to allow people to sort their files more easily.
And then the other thing that we did was we reduced the quality on the regular archives.
Oops!
And
well, that's
because the source of the controversy.
Some people want a dial-up version, right?
Some people.
That's not why you did it.
Dial-up version. No, that's not why we did it.
It's part of the reason.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because the dial-up version, they have a dial-up version. Dial-up is for a stream. With an archive, you can download our archives no matter what bit rate they are.
Well, the dial-up
streaming, you can't get.
He is right. There were some dial-up listeners that were complaining.
That's a technical issue you don't understand.
Okay.
No. He is correct. There were some listeners that were complaining because the archives were too big and cumbersome.
Okay. Any feature, any kind of thing that we should do on this, we do research. We poll our listeners to find out, for example, on the do we have one file archive or a multiple file archive, about 70% of our listeners, if not more than that, wanted it as one file, whereas only 30% of the listeners, or I think it's a little over 30% now, wanted more than one file or
okay.
multiple files. So, I mean, again, clear majority on who wanted what in that instance.
So the real motivation, at least, was a suggestion that if we were to reduce the quality of the regular archives, that it would incentivize more people, more of the free riders, so to speak, to convert to amplifiers and, you know, get behind the show.
Which is problematic, because then the AMP program becomes nothing more than a listener subscription program.
Well, and a listener subscription program legitimizes Free Talk Live in the world of talk radio.
What do you mean by that?
What?
It's the truth. All talk radio shows
But
have...
that's not what it is.
No, it's not what AMP is ever supposed to have been. And in fact, you and Ian both promised that's never what it would become. So are you just climbing your liar on the air?
First, I disagree that it's a listener subscription program at all, because there's still free archives on the front page of the website. It's just
there are plenty of listener subscription programs on radio shows that work that way.
No, there are.
Plenty. Yes, there are.
Give me some major radio shows that have that.
Alex Jones.
Major radio shows.
Everyone on GCN.
Major radio shows. Give me some major name radio shows.
I don't know. I know, for example, Opie and Anthony give their archives away for ridiculously low rates.
800-259-5791. They
biggest radio
archives,
show in the
they
country.
They give their archives away for
they
low
have,
rates?
Yes, they don't.
Does that
I'll
mean
talk
they,
about
they're
it when
charging
we come back.
For it? All right. If you've got a comment here on the archive situation, I'm sure changes are coming, because I'm being persuaded back in the other direction. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
you. And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their photo to submit it to the Shrine, because it's not a beauty contest. It's just a way for us to feature the fact that women listen to Free Talk Live. So that's what it's all about. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have participated in the Shrine. And you could be one of them as well if you send us a validated photo. And that means simply enough that in the picture you're actually proving, usually with a handmade sign of some sort, that you listen to Free Talk Live. So get all the details, the Shrine of Female Listeners, at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the mistaken change that I made to the show last night. And I do regret it. First off, what happened was I was convinced by Manwich to... convinced to change the quality level of the regular podcasts and archives. I dropped it in half. I changed it from 32 to 16 kilobits per second. And that's bordering on unlistenable. Some people find it unlistenable. I find it listenable. But, to each his own as far as their opinions there. So I dropped the quality, and I also
say
included,
it was I'd say it was unlistenable if it gave me a bunch of free stuff, too.
I also included the commercials in that particular version of the podcast, and almost immediately the amplifiers came back and told me that was a big mistake, that I shouldn't do that. And so I changed that. I took the commercials back out. And so what we have essentially at this moment, as we're doing the show right now, is there are two podcasts. There's the regular podcast, for those of you who are listening for free, and then there's the Amplifier podcast, which is higher quality and also without any sort of promotional things. Because in the regular podcast, there's little 15-second ads for the AMP program that are here and there, like four times throughout the show.
Now, you asked me a question before we went to break. You said, what major radio show? What was the question?
What major radio show gives all of its archives away for free?
Right, and I started talking about radio shows, but you know what? I decided to, you know, I was answering that question entirely the wrong way. Let me return your question with a question. What major radio show has gathered its success through new technology like podcasts and internet radio? Answer me that, and then I'll answer your question.
There aren't any.
Right.
Are we gonna?
We're in completely different territory than.
Are we gonna see our success?
Common radio.
Are we gonna see our success, our long-term success, the success of Liberty, based on podcasts or radio?
We're not gonna see it playing the normal radio game. I guarantee you that.
We've done very well playing the normal radio game.
No, when have we played the normal radio game? We're trying to gain new affiliates,
right?
But we've been getting a lot of our listeners through our podcast.
Right.
A lot of them.
I got to say, the most persuasive point that people have made to me about this change is the fact that if somebody brand new comes across the show and doesn't like the quality level of it, then they might not listen at all.
Here's a question. What's the percentage of our amplifiers who are podcast listeners?
I would say a large percentage.
Yeah.
I would say probably 99% of them are podcast listeners.
Oops.
Well, I mean, that's because we're only on a few radio stations, and the ones we are on are very low wattage.
So what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Currently we are on a small amount of radio stations. We are gaining the primary percentage of our listeners are through the new media, through the podcast.
Look,
and why are we trying to smack them with a stick, saying, you must amplify us, so we're going
to
take
to
quality
be fair,
out of the article.
Everything in this world... Nothing is for free.
You
Would
can
you
motivate
with that?
People with a stick or a carrot, and you're trying to motivate them with a stick.
Would you agree that nothing in this world is free?
No.
You would say, what's free?
What's free? Free Talk Live was. That's why it's called Free Talk Live.
No. That means that you can talk without any, you know, hindrances. Everybody gets on the air to talk. That's what Free Talk Live is.
Well, Free Talk Live is still free. I mean, first of all, the people that are paranoid out there, I mean, we have some listeners that think that this is the tip of the iceberg. And that if we let Ian get away with this, then he's going to lock off the BBS, and he's going to lock off the Shrine, and he's going to lock off the entire website unless you pay.
It's happened in the past to a lot of other radio shows.
Totally ludicrous.
It's not totally ludicrous.
The only thing that's changed is the quality level of the archive.
It's the demand.
You've used a stick. No, what has changed is the fact that you attacked your listeners. You started, you did exactly what you said you would not do. Which is, you said that you were, when you started the AMP program, that you were not going to take stuff away from the listeners in order to try to incentivize them to pay the show.
Look,
it was supposed to be a donation-only program. That was how you sold the program. If
Ian
you
has to,
that,
every
you've
single
made yourself
night,
liars.
Ian has to take out the commercials out of the podcast.
I understand
and put it up
that, but doesn't change what I said. You're not... Address what I said.
I will work for you for free for the rest of my life. Am I really held for that?
No, you're not held for that. You didn't address what I said at all. You said what was said, what you guys promised, was that the AMP program would be that you wouldn't change the archives. You wouldn't change
what you're giving
providing.
Away free archives,
You're
my
now
friend.
Getting $1,000 a month from people who are giving you money based on the promise that you made to them.
They've got free archives. Free.
And yet they're paying you anyway. That's the whole point. The whole point was that it was a donation program. Yes, they are getting free archives, and they're getting the exact same thing as the regular listeners.
Well, not
and
now.
They
no,
chose...
but not now. Now
not
they're
now.
Getting the higher
no,
quality.
No, now they're not. You're right. Now they're not. But they chose originally to amp the program without any added benefit, and that was the selling point for the AMP program.
Aren't you at the least bit incensed, just a little bit incensed, about the podcast listeners that...
No, because I was probably
look,
one
I gotta
of the first
say what
people.
It is before you answer my question about the podcast listeners, the vast majority, the 90-something percent of podcast listeners, the 2,000-something of them out there that listen to the show for free every night. Ian has to do the work to take the commercials out. We have to pay for the bandwidth to put it on the air. I mean, and they're just and we're not incentivizing those people to do the right thing.
Well, now hold on.
We talk about free market capitalism on this show. We say it's a great thing, and then we incentivize people to take stuff for free.
Well, that sounds like you're crying a little bit there, man, which is the fact that, well, we have all these free riders. Well, we expected to have free riders. We're giving the show away for free. So, and I think Johnson's point that we have, about 7.5% of our podcast listeners that are amplifiers?
7.5%!
That seems like a decent conversion rate to me.
That's an enormous conversion rate.
It seems like a decent conversion rate, but there's no doubt that, yes, we made promises when the AMP program started. But since it started, things have changed about the AMP program. We've added the classic archives. Those aren't accessible by regular listeners. You have to be an amplifier member to get your hands on the classic archives. So one of the things we've tried to do...
Here's the thing. We've added incentives. Mm-hmm. We've added incentives. This action is a stick. It's as opposed to a carrot. In other words, we're
going
to give more to the ampers. Now what you've done is you said, no, you know what? We're going to take away from you regular listeners. We're going to take away from you regular listeners and stop giving you what we've been giving you, which is what you said, exactly what you said you would never do. You now started saying we're going to take.
It's
not
true.
Okay, look, let him rebut what you said.
I
asked the listeners
out there
for audio on this. Hopefully somebody is looking for it right now because it's probably in the archive from the original
show.
I'm not saying...
Look, this is what I'm saying. The people out there, podcast listeners, they want a dial-up version of the podcast. They want a regular high-bit version of the podcast.
Those are incentives.
Those
are added incentives.
Incentive to what?
To amp the show.
Why would they amp the show if we're giving it to them for free?
No, if we add on those things. In other words, when we started the AMP program, we had a 32 kilobit per second.
How many portholes are we going to have to download the show? You want 15 different podcast options?
No, we offer the one that we started with when we started the AMP program. If you want extra, you amp.
All right, I'm going to come back with more of this here. 800-259-5791. If you got thoughts on this, you want to share them with us, 800-259-5791. Are we out of control? Have we made the wrong choice? Should we go back? How should we fix it? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Somebody back me up. God!
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's play a short game called Things That Don't Last Long Enough. Green Arctic summers and red hot loves may come to mind, but stay tuned and I'll tell you about a yellow quickie that's causing havoc on the road. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Green light, red light. Oh, what happened to yellow? Seems the yellow light is going the way of a golden opportunity. It just doesn't last long enough. In fact, yellow lights in many areas have been shortened up to 30%, resulting in drivers running more lights and an increase in accidents. So what difference can a measly second make? In Mesa, Arizona, Public Works added an extra second to their yellow lights. And the long-lasting prizes were a 73% reduction in red light running and a major drop in accidents. If you're thinking in the short term, beware. An increase in cameras at red lights may catch you scooting through yellow, which will cost you some green. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 800-259-5791. Itzy in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mandlich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. The archives are there. We're kind of discussing those right now, but we do give you the last 9 months of the show. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. So, we made some changes to the archives last night, and they turned out to be unpopular.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah, all hell did break loose, and so now we're discussing what to do about it, how to make it right, because people are pretty angry about it.
They're angry that the free stuff that they were getting has been changed
right.
somehow.
By the way, those podcast listeners who come to our site on a regular basis and tell their friends to come to our site and see our banner ads, sorry, man, they're helping to pay for the show. It's not free.
A podcast means it's delivered to your computer. You don't have to come to the site to do it.
You don't have to come to the site, but a lot of them do. A good percentage of them with our 50,000 hits a day. And then the other
I could care less about the bit.
And then the other thing is that the more people we attract, the more people that come to our site, and therefore that 7.5% grows because all the free people are coming to our site and telling their friends about this
really
free, wonderful podcast.
The biggest problem here is that we kept upgrading the quality of the free archives, whereas we should have created a separate podcast feed for the amplifiers and just upgraded that
right.
For the amplifiers. So
It's the issue of force versus choice. And you, Manwich, as usual, taking the pro-force position, are trying to force our listeners into amplifying.
It is not the pro-force.
It is.
What
you're
see here
them.
Is the entitlement mentality. I've been getting stuff for free, and I want
you know
stuff for
is?
Free, and I'm going to demand to get it.
It's fraud, man. You said you weren't going to do it. You lied to our amplifiers.
Right, hold
you
on.
Lied to the
what
people.
Was our bit rate
Time
when
out.
We said it?
Time out.
32.
We got calls. We need to go to them. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey,
Mike. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. I just hate
to see the chaos ensuing right now due to this point, and I'm really bad with identifying which one's which, but I agree with the fella who's trying to say that amp's been betrayed, because I feel like it is, because there is a joy of giving.
That would be me, Johnson. Please don't forget my name.
I'm sorry. I'm not. Please ignore my names. But
I'm the voice of the listeners.
Okay. The voice of the listeners. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to interject that that it's good to give. I mean, that's something that isn't capitalism? Isn't that a Marxist term? Isn't like Engels the guy that coined that? I mean, and to me, I don't like the word capitalism. I like free trade. I don't like capitalism. I think mm-hmm. capitalism is way out of control and is. It's not free trade. It's controlled and manipulated. And I hate to see greed is the problem of the free will, is that greed gets involved because people see opportunity, and then, it's like Animal Farm. Before you know it, everybody's walking on two legs after they swore mm-hmm. they wouldn't. And that's what sounds like is happening with you guys, and I hate to see that. So I would like to just interject it. Why don't you go back to and stick to your principle? Because I believe principle, integrity, and honor are as important as liberty and free will and choice, and as important as life itself. And it'd just be nice to...
Which principle are you referring to? I'm sorry.
Well, honesty.
The original concept of AMP that the advocate's saying that the AMP listeners are being betrayed because now there's money involved, and obviously it's tainting the views of the original founders of this thing. Of
Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a comment about the whole podcasting thing.
Yes, sir.
The quality, I mean, that is just awful. And this morning when I downloaded that, I just couldn't believe it. I could hardly listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's probably the main issue for me. And as far as, bandwidth costs, I know it's very expensive because I'm in that industry.
No, bandwidth isn't an issue at all.
That's the problem.
Well, I mean, like, what you could do is, you know, maybe start, like, RSS ads in the RSS feeds. Those are pretty lucrative.
Or ads in the RSS feeds?
Yeah, like when you see the link and it says, you know, blah, 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 that MP3, below that.
No, that's not. Most people that are listening via podcast aren't looking at the RSS feed. They're just using a pod client and they're downloading the show. So that's not an option. I don't want to shove ads on people. I changed my mind about that really quick last night. So we got rid of the commercial breaks right away. So that's not really what I'm looking
for. Even if you guys left the ads in the podcast, I would be totally fine with that as long as the quality is.
See, I'm with him. I believe that I don't really. It doesn't matter to me the bit rate because I know that you know, we basically, the way our the pay structure works, it doesn't matter for us too much as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff isn't free, but at the same time, we can kind of, you know, we can make 32 bit rate, we can make 16. Those things don't matter. It's just that for me, it seems that radio listeners pay by listening to commercials. Amplifiers pay by amplifying the show, and podcast listeners, well, they get it for free. And I see that, I see taste testing and all that stuff. That's a great idea. But I feel like people can taste test by listening to a show with commercials.
Yeah, however, 10% of our podcast listeners donate money to this radio show.
Seven, you said.
7 points.
Well, as I pointed out last night, man, which I don't like the idea of putting the commercial breaks in. We've never had the commercial breaks in before last night when I made the mistake of doing it.
And I believe you also promised in the initial AMP promise that you wouldn't add commercials to the show. I believe that was part of the
problem. I don't know about that. But that's not the issue right now because that's already been remedied. The commercial breaks are gone.
Right.
And the reason why I don't want to put commercial breaks in is because I know how I am. If I come across an archived show with commercials, I will skip ahead, and I will skip through the commercials. And
it's just inconvenient.
It just becomes a hassle. Yeah. When if you're listening live, you can't skip ahead.
Well,
I mean, you could maybe leave the room.
Amplifying the show is inconvenient, okay? Wouldn't you agree?
But they're doing it anyway.
Well, no. Only 7.5% of them are doing it.
What do you expect?
Amplifying the program is inconvenient.
So you want to force the option to be either amplify the program or don't listen at all.
I'm telling you that something's going to be inconvenient. We're incentivizing people to listen to the show for free.
You're dodging what I just said.
We're incentivizing the program, the people to listen for free. That's
we've already done that. With our 32 kilobit archive, we're incentivizing them by offering a 64 and a 128 and a completely commercial free and, you know, bonus forum stuff. We're offering them options. We're offering them a webcam. We're offering them all these features that are going to be added for amplifiers only. Hell, maybe we'll offer amp parties down the road when we get to New Hampshire. Who knows?
Frank, what else you got on your mind? Anything else?
Give away a t-shirt for the amplifiers. That'd
be good. One of the original things that I had, one of the original things that I had suggested originally was that we have regular. This is when I came up. I'm the inventor of the amp idea. I'm the one who created this idea. And originally, when I suggested the amp idea, one of the first things that I said
was,
"Well,
you borrowed the idea."
I kind of borrowed.
You brought
the idea.
It to my attention.
Yeah, I changed the idea significantly from where I originally heard about it, and. My original incentive was to incentivize people to sign up for the AMP program. One of the ideas was, and we didn't have a store. We still don't have merchandise. I'm working on it, guys.
That's Johnson's fault.
I'm working on it. But to have a regular, like a raffle, like if you sign up for AMP every so often, we'll just pick from the amplifiers and give that person a T-shirt or a CD of some of our old shows. Or whatever.
Now, you're not making any promises.
I'm not making any promises.
Frank, thanks for the
I might make. You know what? Actually, I might be making a promise. Because, you know what? I'll be making some money off the store once we start doing it. And I have no issue putting a little bit of that back to incentivize our listeners to AMP.
Here's what my concern is that I believe that there's a lot of podcast listeners out there that are listening for free that think, I'm going to sign up, and they just never do it because they're not properly incentivized for it. It's only $3 a month. They don't care about that. It's going to the website and putting in their
number.
Well,
then you ask them what they would need to join. You don't try and force it on them.
All right, we'll come back. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time. shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness of my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I've tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cardiovite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show, Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. And we're doing something a little unusual. We're having it out on the air, which is usually something that goes on behind the scenes. Because sometimes there are disagreements amongst the Free Talk Live crew.
But we're a little bit of a different show, though. We involve our listeners.
Yeah. Well, we normally keep stuff like this off the air, especially big disagreements like this. And what we're talking about is the archive situation with the show. People are disappointed. Some people, at first I thought it was going all right, because first thing that happened was we had a brand new platinum amplifier as a result of changing the archives. And then somebody else upgraded their amp subscription, and then somebody else created a brand new subscription. So it seemed to be resulting in what we had hoped it would result in, and that is people deciding, I don't want to listen to this lower quality archive. I'm now willing to make a payment to make a difference. Of course, the other side of that coin is
then the welfare queen started hollering.
Well, now hold on, man. Which there are also amplifiers that are now threatening to stop amplifying the show.
There's a lot of people in the world. Democrats love to give away people's time, money, and energy. Other people's time, money, and energy with their muscle. They love to do it.
There are plenty of amplifiers who signed up who thought we were a principled show that wasn't going to lie to its listeners. And now that they realize that you violated that, and you violated the promise that you made to these people who donated to the show, are deciding, look, I'm leaving.
We are giving away a free archive. I don't know what you're talking about.
The original promise for the amplifiers was that you were not going to change it. It wasn't that you were giving away free. Why don't we just give them an archive at 1K per second so it's barely listenable? Why don't we do that? Matter of fact, don't we turn off the BBS? Why don't we turn off the website? We can incentivize people that way. We make it so that the BBS is pay
that's
only.
Not the
I
way
don't
we
advocate.
Do the show.
I don't understand why. 16, that's exactly the way we're doing the archives. Why don't we take more features away?
It's
take stuff away.
16 gigabits, 32 kilobits. I don't care.
Actually,
I believe that the archives should have commercials in
stop
them.
Stop for a moment. The archives aren't going to have commercials in them. That's for sure. Okay?
Why don't we lock down all but one of the BBS forums?
That's not
and give only
yet.
One forum to the. To
that's
the,
not going
to
happen either.
Okay, why don't we have only one page available on the website?
None of this is going to happen. I
no,
mean,
it's
for
not.
For those of you that are paranoid that this stuff will happen down the line, it's not. I mean,
but what I'm saying is, what I'm doing
I'd
is
like
I'm
to
comparing.
Point out that
let me ask you this: you use Yahoo Email,
mm-hmm.
okay? What would you do if Yahoo Email decided to flip off half their features and lower their quality by 100%? Would you switch to Gmail? Would you switch to Hotmail? I wonder.
Yeah, I'd probably go somewhere else.
Yeah, you probably would, wouldn't you?
You've also got, the Hotmail would offer you, what, a dollar a month subscription?
But they're giving it
some
to you
kind
for
of very
free,
small
but they're giving
amount.
It to you for free! And you could go to the other free people who are giving it away
no,
for free.
They give it to me for ads. They play ads while I'm on Yahoo.
And we
every
have ads available
Yahoo.
To people who want to listen to our live feed.
Yeah, but Yahoo does not have a non-ad version I can just choose for free.
Hmm. I'd like to also point out that in the beginning days of Free Talk Live, the archives were 16 kilobits per second, and nobody complained. They were getting free archives back then. So as we raised up the quality, people started asking for better quality archives over time, and so I started increasing them. First we went to 20 kilobits per second, and then eventually we went to 24 kilobits per second, and then we created the AMP program and have since brought them to 32. And so the fact that we just kept bringing up the archives just essentially spoiled the people that were listening for free,
mm-hmm.
and so now that they've been at 32, knocking them back to 16 is a big slap in the face.
Where were they originally?
What if we were to bring it back up, meet them halfway, and bring it back to 24. Bring the regular list. It's listenable to 24. Nobody really.
I don't think. I think no. I still have a principled problem
that
with this because
issue.
You're violating your principle.
No, we were not at 32 kilobytes when we started the AMP
yes,
program.
Yes, we were.
No, we were.
Yes, we were.
AMP. We started at 24.
There you go.
Yeah. AMP started at 24.
Now,
are you sure
came,
about that?
32 came about within the last month.
Yeah, it was. It's just very recent. You have, I mean, no. That's
so
what
happened. What I'm proposing as far as a fix here, because I like...
But here's the thing is, we can't give everybody what they want.
Of course
we can't,
not.
Because
of course
some people
not.
Want lower quality archives.
It drives me out of my mind trying to think about giving everybody
well, yes,
what they want.
No, hold on. Yes, we can.
To give everybody what they want without them compensating for it in some way. That's the thing is, Ian works his butt off putting up two different archives for these people, and...
I don't get
and
a
I'm
paycheck,
going,
by the way.
I'm
no.
going to disagree with you about what she just said. I'm going to show you how exactly you're wrong.
Okay.
If we went back to the 32-bit archives, which is where we were at, and we shouldn't slap our listeners in the face by lowering the quality of our archives to try and incentivize them, especially not after having this discussion on the air, what we should do is offer our archive at the 32-bit rate where it was so that we're not slapping our regular listeners in the face. And one of the things that we were thinking about adding was something like we were discussing going to WikiNotes because a lot of the other shows out there are doing that. And then
what
our listeners, WikiNotes is a user-editable show note format. In other words, where we can have, you know how Ian writes the description after every archive?
Uh-huh.
One of the things we were talking about is having it so that listeners could edit those descriptions and add to
them. It wouldn't be editing that description. There'd be like a little link that you could click and go to the listener description area.
Right, and then the listener description could have time codes, could have whatever. A whole much more...
I like that idea. That's cool.
A much more expanded version of that. Now, in that expanded version of the notes, if a listener-driven wants to break up the show into multiple pieces, wants to lower the quality of the show for modem and dial-up users. If the listeners want to do that and drive that, all for it.
I think we should work towards the WikiNotes. I think that's a cool idea.
I don't care about kilobytes per second because I don't think it's an issue.
Well, you also aren't a listener either.
You're right.
I'm not.
I think we should find. Let's offer 32 kilobytes
every day
per second with ads.
But then we're just hassling people to fast-forward through the ads. I mean, that seems like...
The thing is it's a hassle to go sign up for AMP. That's why people haven't done it. It's not the $3 a month. It's not $3
yes, it
a
is.
Month.
Yes, it is for a lot of our younger listeners who are 17, 15, 16.
Then they can compensate by listening to the ads for the people that paid for the show to be on the air.
800-259-5791. I'm definitely not leaning towards ads, that's for sure. I think I'm leaning towards a compromise on the bitrate. But we don't want to hear from you. You can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to you via your email box at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, get signed up for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Calls rolling in. We're going to the phones to Anthony in Ohio. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yes, how you doing?
Good,
how
Anthony.
I just wanted to say that I am one of these internet freeloaders. And, you know, the quality of your guys' show is good enough that you really should have an individual sponsor for each of your internet feeds.
Should have an individual sponsor for an internet feed. What do you mean by that?
Well, for each one of your podcasts, just have an, you know, offer the opportunity for an individual sponsor for each one, like what PBS does. Sometimes.
You mean like at the front of the show, say
yeah,
this
front,
podcast
front
is brought to you by so-and-so?
Right.
Now think for a second. It'd be great if somebody would come to us with money in their hand and say, here, we'd like to sponsor that. But otherwise, you need salespeople during the day to go out looking for different companies. You need to knock on about 20 doors to get one person to say that they would do such a thing. And podcasting's a iffy, it's still very new to corporate America. They don't really understand it. So you have to employ somebody to do that. And Free Talk Live, because we don't, you know, I mean, we don't have the money to do it. We don't have a staff. There is no staff
right.
at Free Talk Live.
I understand that. But you guys have, you have your amplifiers. You have a lot of people that are willing to talk about the show with other people, and they could do a lot of that legwork. And on top of that, your own show is so targeted to a specific audience. I really do think it would find a market pretty soon.
Well, eventually, as we get on more radio stations, there's no doubt that the advertising will be more valuable. And at this point, it still is valuable, but it's just a matter of you still have to, even though the listeners are helpful towards maybe sending us some leads or something like that, we can't count on them. And the only way to really get advertisers in the door is to have, like, Manwich making full-time sales calls for the show, which we just can't quite afford to do yet. So we certainly appreciate it. Anthony, any other ideas?
Well, I mean, I would just suggest that you maybe offer the option and just see if someone rolls by on your site, and, you know.
We have actually offered the option. It is on our site. The advertising packages are there, so listeners that are interested in getting some really supreme exposure for their business have actually had that placed in front of them. Thanks for the call.
For the MP3 feeds, right?
Well, not specifically for that, but I mean,
better packages.
Just being on that particular MP3 feed,
like our
sponsoring that one. We have a phone sponsorship package that is extremely lucrative, and it would get, I don't know, like 10 mentions per hour.
But
it's $1 a mention, and
in sales, you don't get bites by just throwing a package out there and waiting for somebody to do something about it. You got to actively put it in front of people.
Yeah, you have to go knocking on doors.
Until we have enough money coming in to make that worthwhile for Manwich, it's tough. You know, so we're kind of like in a growing pains phase here. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Appreciate it. 800-259-5791. I think we're going to be done with this because I don't want to spend more than the first hour on this particular thing. We've got somebody wants to talk about cigars, public parks. That's all coming up in hour number two. So right now, as it stands, I am definitely against putting commercials in the archives. That's not going to be happening. So you don't have to be concerned with that. I think that I kind of want to make a compromise on the bitrate. I want to bring it back to a listenable level. But I also want to have the amplifiers have a better quality archive. So that
I agree with having the listeners have a better quality archive. I just don't think you should slap the regular listener in the face and try to use a stick to incentivize them.
I think that we're going to go to the Wiki Notes thing, per your idea, Johnson. That should be coming hopefully maybe this weekend if we can get it together. So that should open up a world of possibilities for those of you out there who are looking for other choices with our archives. Hour number two is coming up, 800-259-5791. So we'll find out what I decide to do tonight, well, when I post the archives. So stay tuned and make sure you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you think...